We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's time for the other booth as we continue learning about Alabama's opponent for this Saturday. And this week, that is the Mercer Bears, and the longtime voice of the Bears joins us now, Rick Cameron. And Rick, it's great to see you. How's everything going in Macon, Georgia?
Good, Roger. Always good to talk with you folks. We've had some trips to Alabama before and always enjoy coming back to Alabama. As I told you earlier, I've got a lot of good friends in the northwest part of the state up in Russellville. So it's always good to come back to Alabama and visit, and looking for a great day on Saturday.
Rick, we always use this interview to kind of learn more about the opponent, of course. But I imagine for you guys, you had to learn a lot about Point Seahawks. So when we saw that result the other day, we were like, wait a second, who is Point? What can you tell us about the first game and the opponent that Mercer had?
Well, Point was NAIA there from up at West Point, Georgia. Interestingly, their football field, even though it's a Georgia NAIA university, their football field is actually across the state line in the state of Alabama. But they do play NAIA. Coach Drew Cronick had played them before when he was at Lenoir Ryan and at Reinhardt. So he was familiar with them. He and their head coach had coached together at Furman. So as we were looking to find another non-conference opponent, the two of them got together and decided to give it a go. You know, we played a lot of football in the spring. So coach was primarily looking at two non-conference games since we played 8 games in the spring, a total of 11 last season.
Well, it was a really impressive result, 69-0. Just what impressed you the most about Mercer last Thursday?
Well, I think, the first game, you're always concerned about turnovers and mistakes. But I thought overall they played really well. We've got a new strength and conditioning coach. I thought the offensive line really looked good and strong. We only had 3 turnovers in the game, but they were minor of subsequence. We were able to run the ball well, but primarily got a lot of guys back on defense. And obviously in a shutout game like that, the defense really played well. NAI was fighting to the very end, but I think if you look at the total yardage, which was nearly 869 points, I don't remember a football game where one team had 40 first downs and the other 4. So that's kind of an indication that things really went well all night for the Bears that night.
And we've already heard from head coach Nick Saban that Mercer plays offense a little differently than a lot of teams Alabama will face this year. Just how would you describe Coach Cronick's offense?
Well, it's interesting. I did hear Coach Saban say it was a combination of maybe the wishbone and the wing tee, but I was over on at the field house this morning and talking with our director of operations over there. And he said, we like to call it the bling tee. So I don't know if that's true or not, but it is an unusual offensive multiple offense that Coach Cronick and his father, Danny Cronick, who was his high school coach, and also they coached together at Reinhardt. But it features, you've got the quarterback, you've got a tight end, you've got a running back, but then you'll have two positions that are jokers, a joker A, a joker Z. And the joker position is a hybrid position. He may be called upon to run the ball, maybe to catch the ball, maybe a blocking position. So I don't know of anybody else that has a 2D that actually calls a position a joker. Does make for some interesting conversations on coaches' shows some nights when he talks about the joker. Of course, still in just his second year as a coach. All of our football fans, the diehards, know. But let's clarify, when you talk about jokers, you're talking about a legitimate position on this football team.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. And you mentioned all the decisions that have to be made running an offense like that. What can you tell us about Carter Peavy, first of all, the quarterback?
Carter Peavy came with Coach from Lenore Ryan. He was committed to go and play for him there. And then Carter came aboard or came with him and really got a lot of valuable experience in the spring. It was such a unique season. Of course, it was for everyone with the pandemic. But we played the three non-conference games in the fall. And then over the course of the holidays, had to get ready for a full eight-game conference schedule. And that's really where Carter stepped up and had a good grasp of Coach Cronick's offense. Really played well. I think in one of those outings, he had our first 400-yard-plus passing game. Also, we won four games in a row during that conference schedule. Three of those were against ranked opponents. So Carter really stepped up and showed that he could grasp that offense, and the offense rallied behind him. Really did an outstanding job in the spring.
And then what can you tell us about Mercer defensively and the style of play that the Bears have on defense?
Multiple type defense, as you might expect. Got a couple of guys that have really stepped up. Isaac Dowling at linebacker was a preseason All-American for the FCS. He is really an outstanding player that gets after folks. I think two or three games last year had more than 16 tackles. Lance Wise at the safety position also gets to be a multi-tackler per game or number of tackles. I think that's what we were impressed with overall, the transition of the number of players back. There are some new people on the offense, but if you look at that defense that locked in and did so well on the spring, many of those are back and starting for Mercer this fall in the full campaign. But really, I think Wise, Isaac Dallin really stand out among multiple players that played well last Thursday.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, you mentioned before, Drew Cronick, the head coach of the Mercer Bears. Just what can you tell us about him and the way he runs his program?
Coach Cronick, it was interesting, Roger, early on when we struggled in the fall, the first three games. Now, you got to remember, when he was named the head coach in December of 19, less than 60 days later is when the pandemic really got going. So he was just paralyzed what he could do those first couple of months leading into getting ready for a fall season. But as we played the three games, Kent, we're close in two. Coach, as we started spring practice, would tell the guys, "I'm going to keep coaching you and tell you that you can win games until you start winning." Yeah, we lost three in the fall, lost the first conference game to Wofford, but he literally would say pregame interviews, coaches show, "I'm going to convince you that you can win. And when you believe it and you take care of business individually and collectively as a team, we're going to win some games." And they did. They won those four games in a row, the three ranked opponents. But Coach has a motto, slogan, whatever you'd like to call it. Coach Chronic is a man of faith, and he believes, he tells him constantly, love, compete, believe. That's in huge letters on the field house has been remodeled, and that's really a theme that this team has rallied behind.
And looking back at last spring, did you enjoy some games? I mean, the SoCon was really in the spotlight. FCS was really in the spotlight all throughout from football fans watching those games. Did you kind of enjoy that spring schedule you all had?
Well, I think if I just called football, I would have enjoyed it more. But I tell you, for a guy who does men's basketball and some women's before, I found myself 6 days out of seven calling football, calling men's basketball, women's basketball, men's football coaches show, men's basketball coaches show. But it was interesting how some of the teams in the conference bought in and played as hard as they would a regular fall schedule. Others opted out. If you remember, Chattanooga actually opted not to play anymore. So did Wofford. 2 days after we played Chattanooga, they opted not to play to instead divert their attention to the fall schedule, which was fine. So there were various levels of how people, the commitment into that spring schedule. But I think our guys, they were just having fun playing football, regardless of what time of year it was.
Well, the SoCon team had a lot of fun on Saturday playing an SEC team, and that was ETSU going to Nashville and really defeating Vanderbilt soundly. Just what's been the reaction around the SoCon from that win for the Buccaneers?
Well, I think it's been surprising. You know, there's been several FCS teams to pull off wins early on in the season, but I know my good friend Jay Sandoz, who calls play-by-play at ETSU, was beyond himself. It was interesting. We were in the former ASUN together, and then they started football back at ETSU about the same time we did, maybe 1 year later. So we're kind of in the same mode of how many years we've been back playing football. ETSU has the athletes. Randy Sanders is a great coach. To hold Vanderbilt without a touchdown in the season opener, something the SoCon folks and the schools in the SoCon were very thrilled about come Saturday night. You're correct.
That certainly was a big win. As we start to wrap things up, Rick, just looking at this Saturday, regardless of what the final score may be between Alabama and Mercer, what are going to be some wins that the Bears can take away from this matchup if they can do X, Y, and Z?
It was interesting, Roger, as we played Point last week and wrapped that game up, Coach made the comment something to the effect, before we get into conference play, we need to know what our weaknesses are, whether it's offense, defense, specialty teams. When we go play a team that's ranked number one in the nation on their in their stadium, we're going to find out. They're going to expose our weaknesses. And we're going to go over there. We're going to play hard individually as a team. We're going to ask everybody to do their job. But when the day is done, number one, we want to make sure we gave it our best effort we possibly could, played 100% the entire game, and then see where are those weaknesses. We've got an off week after Alabama before we start into conference play. And I think the coaching staff can narrow in and identify any shortcomings we have to get ready for that full conference slate that will be coming very soon.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to it. Saturday, Alabama against Mercer at 3 p.m. Central. Just Rick, safe travels and making your way to Tuscaloosa. Can't wait to see you here at Bryant Denny Stadium. And just thank you for joining us today on the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Roger, it's been a pleasure. Looked forward to making the trip over. Can't wait to see you guys on a Saturday afternoon.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa playsets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.